Good morning. You listen to FloraDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Alexa Hawkins, the Director of Communications with the Jekyll Island Authority. Alexa, how you doing?
I am great. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, I wanted to give some highlight to an award that was given in Washington, D.C. last month at the Flooring Sustainability Summit. The inaugural Commercial Project Sustainability Award was given to the Georgia Sea Turtle Center in Jekyll Island. We'll get to that in just a minute. Just real quick background, Jekyll Island is one of the barrier islands on the Atlantic coast, just to the north of St. Simons, and Cumberland Island is just south. And it's got a cool little history. Some wealthy families started coming here in the late 1800s, and they built a club, and the club was open January to March. And I'm talking families like Tiffany, Rockefeller, Goodyear, Pulitzer, J.P. Morgan, smart group of people who were on top of their game, and they built an area here. And another little piece, the inception of the Federal Reserve System was created here, and it's to move more of the island. I live nearby, and we love it because two-thirds of the island is undeveloped. So that's a sustainability story in and of itself, right?
Yeah, and you kind of covered it, Ken. The island was sort of a private winter retreat during the Gilded Age for many of America's wealthy families. And then kind of at the turn of the century, just after World War II, the Georgia State Legislature purchased the island from those former club members. And now it's a wonderful state park and island resort for visitors. One of our missions here that's very critical to what makes Jekyll so special is limited development. So we have a strong mission of conservation and preservation of that history. While we have some residential homes here and businesses, we have a very limited development model so that the island kind of retains that natural history.
Okay, so you almost feel like time traveling. Well, another big part of the sustainability story is actually this Turtle Center. The building itself is reused. When you're working for Lead Points, they like the stories about reuse. And this Turtle Center that's so cool inside, it was the power plant for this club. And now it's a gorgeous place to visit. It's actually a rehab center for turtles or all native animals. And you have veterinarians that work there, and you can rehab them in the back area, and it's a gorgeous location. You were redoing the floors, and in that process, you used two of Mohawk's floors. You used their Solid Tech R product, which has recycled water bottles in it, and you also used a beautiful modular tile product that has a marsh visual that's called DataTide. So there's a big sustainability story with the product that you use, right?
Yes, you're correct. The Sea Turtle Center is a great opportunity for people to come and kind of see that conservation firsthand. Our veterinarian staff and our rehab staff work on many species of turtles here at the center, sea turtles being kind of our number one focus, with it being a barrier island off the coast of Georgia. And this is the only working sea turtle rehabilitation hospital in the state of Georgia. So we do a lot of great work here. And we were very fortunate enough to establish this wonderful relationship with Mohawk, who came in and replaced all of the flooring in our facility. So between our education gallery and our learning center and our retail space, we were able to get that new Solid Tech R flooring as well as the DataTide carpeting. And, you know, that selection process was really for us just about finding something that could stand up to the foot traffic that was be coming in the door. But also the color palettes were very inspired by the marsh outside of the doors of the center and really hit on that ecosystem that we seek and the center seeks to preserve. And, you know, for us, it's really just a wonderful touch point to be able to kind of continue that education and letting folks know that, you know, even the flooring that they're walking on gives us another way to talk about the impacts of plastic pollution and what they can be doing in their own homes and in their daily lives to help reduce that. And then how that plastic can turn into something utilitarian like flooring and what that impact does and how it kind of comes back around to the work we're doing at the center.
Another part of the story is that when you made the selections and it was time to come in and install the product, you actually took up, I think it was carpet throughout in the former structure, And Mohawk actually took that product and recycled it as well, right?
That's correct. We were grateful to them. They turned around and took that carpet, which had been there for over a decade, really seen a lot of wear and tear, and certainly was not a sustainable product like the one we have today. And so Mohawk was able to take that and also recycle it for us. So again, it was just another great opportunity for us to be able to see that and through the work that Mohawk does to be able to have that go back into something else sustainable. And I know that a lot of that was certainly included and involved in the decision making for that award.
And these new floors actually kind of lighten the environment inside. So it makes it better for the occupants to work in, right?
Yes, it's much, much lighter. It's easier for foot traffic. It also doesn't show wear and tear as much. You know, that was one of the things that was important to us, is we wanted a product that could withstand the foot traffic and would still continue to look nice and new for many years to come. And so for us, that was really important. And then we also were able to pick, color palettes for the flooring and for the carpet that would just be a lot more vibrant in the center than what we used to have.
Okay, Alexa, I appreciate you spending time with us today and telling our listeners about this Turtle Center on Jekyll Island. Again, been talking to Alexa Hawkins, the Director of Communications for the Jekyll Island Authority, and you've been listening to Kempar and FortDaily.net.